We pray, speak, O Father, your children are listening. Amen. In the Pfeiffer family, we are awaiting the birth of two children. We already know that Katie's going to have a brother, and that Samuel and Joshua are going to have a brother. The arrival of these babies will be a time of joy for our households. But how much joy would there be if it weren't for the birth of another brother? Hebrews chapter 2. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by grace might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation complete through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Inasmuch then as children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were their lifetime subject to bondage. Do we become so accustomed to hearing the Christmas story that we are no longer filled with wonder and amazement? Think of it. He for whom all things exist, he by whom all things were created, was laid within a manger. Is not this a wonder? The mighty eternal God, whose throne is in the heavens, and for whom the earth is but a footstool. This Creator God reduces himself to an infinite degree in order to become a finite, tiny, weak baby. Is this not amazing? And what would move him to do such a thing? Something even more amazing. Love. A love that was more immense than his power. A love that was deeper than his wisdom. In fact, a love that governs his power. And a love that is the foundation of his wisdom. In love, God desired to bring many sons to glory. Therefore, in love for these sons, he made his own son one of them. And just as we are flesh and blood, he became flesh and blood. Not pretend flesh and blood, real flesh and blood. He became one of us in every way, except for sin. So as a lowly human being, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Why? So that through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death, thus, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Only in this way could he bring many sons to glory. And had he not done this, these sons would have remained in bondage to sin, doomed to hell. So by taking the sins of all mankind upon himself, by suffering the curse that the law levels against sinners, by dying and rising to life, this God-man destroyed the power of Satan and set us free from bondage. It says he tasted death for everybody. Are you not amazed? This son obeyed his father's will, was born of virgin mother, and God's good pleasure to fulfill, he came to be our brother. No garb of pomp or power he wore, a servant's form like ours he bore to lead the devil captive. So Christmas is the birthday of our brother. Our brother, Jesus, is our brother. The Son of God is our brother. That means we are his brothers. That means his home is our home. His Father is our Father. And his Spirit is even now active in bringing many sons to glory. Samuel and Joshua and Katie will soon have baby brothers. And by the grace of God, these brothers will gain a big brother for themselves when they are sanctified through the washing of water with the Word. Without this big brother to rescue us from sin and protect us from the forces of evil, there would be no hope. But now we have hope. A hope that is both sure and steadfast, that does not fade away, that is kept secure for us in heaven. All of this, thanks to our big brother. Is not this a wonder? Therefore, praise God evermore, here on earth and yonder. And we shall praise him now with the words of hymn 103. 103, verses 3, 4, and 6. Faculty here.